She's the Hollywood superstar gracing the small screen in Belfast-based BBC drama The Fall. And Gillian Anderson is heading back here to film the second series. I've been talking to her about her career, The X-Files, and what she thinks of Northern Ireland.
I actually, until recently, didn't realise how beautiful it really was. I think most of the time that I was working on The Fall and another song that I did there years ago, I mostly spent time in the city, which, you know, obviously has its beauty in and of itself. But I did a film there recently called Our Robot Overlords, and it seemed like every single location we were at was some of the most exquisite landscaping that I think I'd ever seen. And it was kind of a shock to me. Wait a minute, where did this come from? Or where have I been before? It's so beautiful, and very much looking forward again when coming back to do the Fall, to you know, exploring it a bit more than I had previously because of what I've recently discovered.
I'm a huge fan of the show, and Stella's a very complicated character. What appealed to you about her when you first read the script?
Well, exactly, I think what everybody responds to, which is exactly, you know, how complicated she is. She's not like any character I think I've read on paper before. She's she is an enigma and remains to be even after five episodes, and that's quite uncommon.
Mm.
It's very good writing, and a very complex and multi-layered story as a whole. And I feel it's one of favourite roles I've ever played and favourite projects I've ever been involved with, and I'm very pleased to be continuing with it next year.
Can you relate to her in any way? Do you see any similarities as people?
I think probably in some ways more similarities than I ever felt with Scully, but you know, it's different. You know, I think as an actor, I think on the one hand you bring quite a lot of yourself to a role, but I think, you know, in the nature of playing different characters, there's a lot of different aspects that one then begins to take on as a human being for periods of time. And so it's almost like the lines start to become a little bit blurred. But yeah, I identify with her, but don't ask me why or what. That's another question.
You were catapulted to stardom at a very early age. You were just 24, isn't that right, when the X-Files really exploded? Was it difficult at that age to cope with that level of fame?
I think it probably was. I mean, I have very good defense mechanisms and survival mechanisms that kick in and make me feel like I'm capable of anything. But I think maybe things potentially impact me more than I give them credit for. And I think it was actually more challenging than I admitted even to myself at that time.
Like what?
Well, you know, it's, you know, going from being out of, never having a job, really, ever, other than waiting tables, and I did a short stint on something, acting in a couple of plays, never really having a proper job, to working, you know, 16-hour days, 5.5 days a week, 9 months a year for 9 years.
Goodness, you definitely put the hours in.
Plus every weekend doing photo shoots and the fame that comes with it, the people, you know, treating you differently and knocking on your door and wanting, when you've, you know, haven't been used to giving much of anything other than just yourself as a selfish teenager. It's a big leap, I think.
I was reading as well that at the height of your fame, a photographer actually crashed into the back of your car to film your reaction. I mean, that's insanity, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't a crash. Crash was too strong of a word. He, you know, rear-ended me gently, but it, to the degree that I needed to get out of the car. And it still happens. It's actually worse. It's worse than it ever has been in America in terms of paparazzi, and you've got TMZ and people commenting 24/7 about stuff that is personal in other people's lives and making judgments, and it's just very bizarre. It's just very bizarre.
Is it something that you have felt was a bit of a byproduct of doing a job that you love?
It is a byproduct, but I don't think it should be accepted. I mean, just because it exists, I don't believe that it should be considered okay. I think it's not okay, but it is a byproduct, yes, unfortunately, in this day and age.
During that period of really intense media scrutiny, as The X-Files was incredibly popular, you had your first child, a daughter, and went back to work just 10 days later. Did you feel the pressure to do that?
I did. I mean, I think I felt guilty that I'd gotten pregnant in the first place. It was quite a bold situation happening in the first season of a series that was proving to be successful. And I did, yeah.
When you look back on that now, do you think that if it was you now, knowing what you know now, that maybe you would have taken longer off?
I don't think I had a choice. Even if I know now, I don't think I would have had a choice. They were needing to make a show, and to a degree they were as accommodating as they could be at that time, considering they had a series with two leads. So I'm actually in two minds around it, and I completely understand where they're coming from, and I also completely understand that, you know, it's healthier for a woman to spend more time with their child after you know, but I had committed to a series, so I'm mixed about it.
Your work since The X-Files, you have moved into much more independent productions. Is that maybe a fallout from that time of just really being your own master, as it were?
Most definitely, yeah.
How surprised are you that The X-Files is still so popular? What's kept it up there, really?
Who knows? I have no idea. What I hear from people is that, you know, it's a very unique series. As much as people have tried to emulate it since then, it's very unique. And I'm about to do another Comic-Con in New York soon, and at the Paley Center, they're having a big event and panel with David and I, talking to an audience, and also to mark the 20th anniversary. And, you know, in the process of it, they've asked what, you know, maybe two of my favorite scenes are from the show. And so I was thinking over potential scenes and realized, you know, that there's some really fantastic scenes that are just very different. You just wouldn't see in any other show since then, and have a lot of an odd mix of comedy, irony, seriousness, science fiction, medical, you know, it's a hodgepodge of many, many different things, and the dynamic between Mulder and Scully, and it's just, I don't think there was anything really like it, and so people are still enjoying that. People are discovering the series still for the first time. People are introducing their kids to it and rewatching it. It seems to have a life of its own.
You were involved in the show for 9 years then, and is that what kept you interested, those different elements of the show?
Well, doing something for that long, you have to find things to make it interesting, because otherwise you'd go mad. I mean, you know, there was a constant, you know, topic of Scully's skepticism, and how on earth could she continue to be skeptical, you know, almost a decade into the show. And that was a constant thing that came up, and finding new ways to justify how she could possibly be, you know, but ultimately that was the tension of the show. But, you know, it relied on the tension of skeptic and believer. So it was necessary for me to find my way through that no matter what.
I know as well that you wrote and directed one of the episodes, isn't that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Is that a road you'd like to go down in the future?
It is. I've been developing something for about a decade now, and I've always had it in the back of my mind that that would be my first foray into film directing. And it actually, ironically, at one of the busiest times of my life, it seems to be coming to fruition. I'm not exactly sure when that will take place, but it's very much something that I'm interested in, and I generally have, depending who I'm working with, a lot of input on how things go, just basically because of having been on a set for so much of my life, and I think I have some intuitive reactions there. And would like to explore that more.
What is it? Can you give us a clue?
It's no secret. It's a novel called The Speed of Light that I adapted a long time ago and continue to work on. It's written by a woman called Elizabeth Rossner, who was a poet. It was her first novel. And anyway, this is something that I love the story and have always wanted to be the one to tell it.
It sounds like it's a bit of a labour of love for you, and you expected it to come to fruition at a quieter time rather than now when you are very busy.
Yes, but yes, I have no control over that. I thought I had control over that, but apparently I didn't, because this is what it seems to be.
You have to make hay, don't you? Make hay while the sun shines.
That's right.
At the risk of offending you, but I don't think anybody should ever be offended by mentioning their age. You're 45 and it sounds like at a wee bit of a crossroads. When you look at your very successful career thus far, are you happy with everything? Is there anything you wish you'd done differently?
No, I don't. Because if I had done anything differently, it would have meant changes in other areas of my life. For instance, you know, if I made different decisions about where to be at various times, then it would mean that I probably wouldn't have my two beautiful boys. And no, I don't think so.
Is that a different experience now, having had your daughter in your mid-20s to having two boys later on when you're that bit older and that bit more settled? Are you enjoying the different parenting experience?
Yeah, it's very different. And plus, I don't think I had a typical experience of being a parent first time round because of the nature of my schedule and the fact that I was working, you know, solidly every hour of every day, 5 months a year. So, she grew up on the set with me, and that's not, that's quite atypical. And so this experience now is very different just in terms of my presence, and I have learned to make it a priority in terms of scheduling. And also I think as one gets older, I just feel like I'm a different parent today than I was back then. I was always very mindful and conscious, and I've always tried to be a good parent. But I think that the preciousness of it it just seems more profound as you get older.
Gillian, thank you very much. We've really enjoyed talking to you this morning and look forward to seeing you back in Belfast very soon.
Thank you. Well, I'm looking forward to it as well.